Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Pei Beis. I'll learn Shemin Tchusafu Shema for Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Besor Shechai Yisrael, and for Tzvi Asher, Ben Chana Mirim, Besor Shechai Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Ber Moshe, the Ozhev Rebbe. Adav Hashem Moshe, Le'aron Le'mor, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Asher Tziva Hashem Le'mor. This is the Chuk of the Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Moshe, all that Parah Duma. And ask the Ber Moshe, what's this Lashon of Zois Chukas? Chukas, what's the lashon of chuk? And he says very similarly to the Ishbitzer, the Ishbitzer Meir Shiloch writes this earlier on in the Sefer as well. Zois chukah as a Torah, chukah miloshon chakika. The word chuk comes from the word chakika. Chakika means that it's inscribed and it's implanted and it's signatured. Ki a Torah chayeves lios chakuka b'leiv ha'odom. Zois chukah as a Torah. Says the Ber Moshe, you know what the message the Torah is telling us? When it comes to Torah, zos chukas haTorah. It's got to be engraved in our neshama. It's got to be implanted within us. It can't just be something that we just learn in the morning, in the morning seder, but in the afternoon we just do what we want. It's got to dictate, and it's got to help us penetrate into our neshama. Like Rabbi Goldberg Shlita likes to quote from the Rechaim Velazhiner, the Pesha says the Perkei Avos, in the Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, the Torah is mecharto. The Torah kashes a person. Pashup shot, then it makes us a little holy and healthy and kosher. But says that the Ruach Haim, Ruach Haim Lashon, the prize Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, the Ruach Haim tells us, Mechsharto means like just like you kash your kitchen for Pesach, the Torah is supposed to kash your neshamas, supposed to purify and kasher and sanctify our neshama. Every single time we learn Torah, we become elevated. We become changed people because the Torah is not something just in our head, but it's in our hearts, and it dictates how we live our lives in a holy and pure and Kaddish way. Beautiful idea for the Baruch Moshe, and then the Ishbitzer has a similar line from the Rav Chaim Velazhiner and from Rabbi Goldberg. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two is Yutes Vav. Right, so part of the Parah Aduma is that you have to bring certain trees with the Parah Aduma, with the red heifer. Lakach HaKoyin Eitz Erez Ezov Shni Solas V'Shlich HaTov Serifas HaParah. Right, so part of the purity is that you have to have cedar wood, hyssop, and a crimson tongue of wool. Says the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. Why is it? And Rashi says, right? Rashi quotes on the spot. Actually, you have to look in. I don't know why this is it, but it's right. It's after Perek Pasuk, Pesukim later, Pasuk of Beis at the end of the Parsha of Aduma. The Eres Hu Gavoh Mikolinos. We know that the Eres tree, the cedar tree, is the tallest of all the trees. So what's going on over here? What is the idea for us? Says the Divrei Shmuel Slonim. What's the point of the Paraduma Ki and Atari Yash Bilatzma Ke Ezov Tolas? Tolas is the lowest tree, and the Ezov is the highest tree. Because at the end of the day, a person has to have that balance. Bechozos Chayevos Lishlov Gam Eitz Erez. Vishlishlov's great to all the people Yesh. You have Chalila. If you have too much Anava, then it's going to lead you to Yesh. Lachachon Eitz Erez, the Ezov. Mizu, Romas, Vanava Ka'achon. You have to have both. You have to have that Erez, the cedar tree, the highest of the tree, but also the Talas, the lower tree. You have to have that balance in life, says the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. You got to have that balance. Erez is the higher tree. Talas is the lower tree. You have to have that balance. Kind of reminds me of the Rebbe Amelch Toyer and Parshas Kisiso, when it says that a person, Ha'ashi lo dav adal lo yamin. Doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're poor, you got to give a half. Ha'ashir, says the Rebbe Amelch, lo dav. Ha'ashi lo yarba. If things are going well in your life, don't become a Baal Gaiva. Stay by Nova. The Hadal. Things are hard in your life, and you're having a hard day and a hard week. Lo Yamit. That's not a person time that can't have any Yeish. You got to pick yourself up. You have to have Gaiva the Gedusha. You have to have that balance we talked about last week. The balance of Gaiva, the balance of Anova, especially in the summer months. Make sure this is somewhere where I should be or somewhere where I shouldn't be. That's exactly what these two trees represent. Beautiful idea from Divrei Shmuel, Son, and Rebbe, and Melech. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes from Moshe Shurbach Shlita, Perichav Pasig Af. I love the name of my father. And what happens the first month? They arrived at Sin, and Miriam dies there. Rashi says from the Gemara Ma'ikata, Nadachav Ches Amin Af in Yerushalmi and Yuma, and also in Medrash. Why is it that these parshas are next to each other, the Paraduma and the Misa of Miriam? Laman Islachab Misas Miriam, the Parshas Paraduma. Why are they next to each other? Lamacha, Ma Karbonas Mechaprin, af misa tzadikim mechaperes. Just as karbanos atone for our sins, so do the death of the tzadikim atone for our sins. And Moshe Shtermach wants to understand the deeper idea. What is that deeper idea between paraduma, the death of tzadikim? He says in a beautiful idea. He says, he says, what's the point of a carbon? The point of a carbon is that even after you bring the carbon it brings you a certain level of status that you are good to go with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That even after you bring it, you're a changed person. You have a changed status. That a person's puzzle, a person's tummy. Now the carbon helps you. The same thing with the tzaddik. When the tzaddik or tzaddikus passes away, it's not just when they're there, it's over. That you have a connection with them. It's an eternal connection, right? When a person says Rav Moshe Shtermach, when a person has that ability to connect to the carbon is not just for that moment. It helps you continue on. And same thing with the tzaddikim. When a person, and even more so, Chazal tell us that when a tzaddik is in the next world, a person will be able to connect to that tzaddik even more when they were in this world, because they're not tied down to this world. Like I remember Huamir Shlita said that from the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, but one of the rebbes in the war had the ability to escape the Holocaust, and he said he would be able to do more for his kehila in the next world. Obviously, every rebbe and every person had their own cheshbonos. I think the word here is that just like a carbon, it's not just about that moment, but it's about taking it and being able to move forward. Same thing with tzaddikim. Same thing with our role models. Same thing with our ancestors, with our heritage. It's not just about that moment, but it's taking it and living on. And that's exactly from the word from the Rebbe Rabbonim. The Rebbe Rabbonim would say, "Habolcha b'shir zima melech yachid al cheolam." Rabbi say, "End of yishtabach." The Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses the most beautiful songs. Habolcha b'shirei zima shirei. He read it as b'shiyarei. Is that when we sing, it's not just about the songs, but it's shiare, the things that are everlasting, the things that are the leftovers. That is the chayei olam. That is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is most beloved. That the Rebbe Rashab would tell his students that when he was on his deathbed, he would tell them, "If you have my teachings, you have me. If you have my teachings, you have me." That's what it's all about. It's not just about the carbon or the moment or the tzaddik, but the taking that moment, taking the kedusha with you. I love that idea from Moshe Shtermach and from Rav Weinberger, from the Chasam Sofer, and from the Rebbe Rashab. Moving on to idea number 4. Moving one parak, that was parak chaf pasagav, this is parak chaf alaf pasagav. Ayishma kanani melech arad, right, so we have the whole sin of the chayt, and Aaron passes away. Ayishma kanani melech arad yoshe, and neki kibali sod nerger ha-sorem, and yilachem yisrael, ayish b'menashevi. Right, kanan melech arad yoshe, ha-negev, this name. Nevarada hears what happens, and they hear that Israel come by the root of the Meraglim. He warns Klai Israel and captures a captive from it. Good. What's the derech? What's the lashon of derech ha'asarim? He says the Torah Avos, quoting the Rebbe of Lechavitch, which was where Slonim comes from. Ayesh v'men eshevi. Kashem aschim l'chabes hetar mishonim. When you look for derech ha'asarim, derech ha'asarim is the place in the Torah, but derech ha'asarim also stands on the lashon of heter. When a person looks for an excuse, or when a person looks for a heter here and a heter there, what's happening? Says the Torah Sabbos, Rav Mordechai Lechavitch, Bichdeli, he calls Derech Avoy, Derech Esorim, Oz Vayeshu Menashevi, Nofa B'Shevi HaYitzahara. Shevi is when you come to captivity. When a person's looking for a heter, when a person's looking for an out, you're looking for an excuse, that's you're really looking for trouble. Not saying a person has to be machmir their entire life. When a person's always looking for an excuse, this person looking derech ha'isorim, he was looking for a way to get out. How do I get to this siyam during the 9 days? How do I get to that siyam during the 9 days? You're falling into Yitzhahara. You're falling into Shevi. Shevi is the lashon of captivity of the Yitzhahara. Rav Shor Shlita, I believe, quotes from the Sasamas, but I'm not sure, but I remember seeing this in Rav Shor's farm. He says, why is it that a mezuzah, when a mezuzah going out is on the left-hand side, and a mezuzah going into your home is on the right-hand side? Because into your home, right, that's for chesed, kindness. Going out to the world, left, small, gvura, din. Yes, we want to learn from the world. But at the end of the day, we have to be so careful, especially in the summer months, we have to be so careful. Mezuzah on the left-hand side going out of our home, gvura. We have to make sure we stay strong with our values, to our commitments, to our midos, to our beliefs, to our Torah, and our tefillah, and our kedusha. And not let Chas V'Shalom, oh, head to here, head to there, and next thing you know, God forbid, Chas V'Shalom. Prince got to be strong, strong to our values, strong to our Kedusha, and strong to our commitment. Love that idea from the Rebbe Lachovich and from Rav Shor, moving on to D number 5. Therefore, 5 comes to us in the Imre Chaim, Perek, Chafav, Pazak Zion. What happened was, Klai Yisrael started blaming Moshe, how could you take us out of Mitzrayim? You either stay in the Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu send them snakes, we sinned. They go to Moshe and ask him, begging Moshe, please daven for us. Moshe davens for the nation. What's this lashon over here? Says the Imre Chaim, ki dibarnu ba Hashem vavach. We went, spoken Hashem and against you. What's this and against you? Shechatanu gam nedech ba Hashem vavach. We went against you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking you. Yisvahu Hashem to daven to Hashem. Ki breus Hashem esbach shatam mechato lano akol pugi yotzeinu. Hakiv yachu hu yisbach ba'arachem lo gvul. Bevada yimucho v'yisach lachal chadosinu. Vayosha Hashem ha'memiyonu ha'ashem ha'moshe avdo. At the end of the day, it wasn't just a lack of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a lack of faith in the Tzaddik as well. But we're ready to sin. We're ready to stop sinning. We're ready to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father and his rachem is lo gvul. We're asking, begging you to daven for our Moshe sees their sincerity. Moshe starts doubting right in the same pasuk, literally the same pasuk. Moshe sees that their sincerity. And the credit by the Amir Chaim was telling us is that Klai Yisrael was reminding Moshe, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. We sin, we messed up. Please daven for us. Daven for us. And this is exactly what Rav Biederman likes to package together. We haven't said it in a long time. The Gemara in Kiddushin. When are we like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Banim? When are we like Banim to Hashem? Bekach lekach nikra Banim. We're always like Banim, Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yudah says only when you do Ratzon Hashem. And Meir says, no, bekach lekach nikra Banim. We're always Hashem. And the Rashba says in the Tshuva, usually machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, we pass like Rabbi Yudah, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. Bekach lekach nikra Banim. And the Kabbinah Rebbe, Zatzal, Zuchas Yadimim would say, mitzvah lefarsim mis Rashba. The mitzvah to publicize this Rashba. How many of us know people in our lives that always are down on themselves, but if we just give them a little chizik, maybe their lives would be a little changed. And tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a loving God. It doesn't matter what we do. We can never lose that. We have that eternal connection. That's what the Imre Chaim was telling us. Klai Yisrael finally realized at the end of Parshas Chukas, and they remembered. They remembered that, and they told Moshe, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven for us, and to remember his rachamim, his eternal love, his eternal connection. And I love that vort. Because it's so special, such an important word, especially in the summer months, especially throughout every day of our lives, to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always our Father. What a beautiful idea from the Imre Chaim and the way that Rav Biederman packaged the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Rashba, and the Kabbalah Rebbe. Let's review these 5 ideas. Start off the morning. Moshe says, Chukah, it's a Torah. What's a Chukah? Chukah means Chakika. It's got to be implanted. It's got to be inscribed in our souls. Every single time we learn Torah, we got to become better and changed people. Like Rav David Weinberg said, you have to know the Torah cold. But you have to have warm hearts. And every single time you learn to leave the Beis Midrash, and you're not kind or more caring after, then the Torah didn't penetrate you, Rav Dovah says. It's got to make sure to penetrate our hearts, and which penetrates our actions and our neshamas. And that's what the Ruach Chaim, Rabbi Goldberg said, Makshar, the Torah, it kashes up. It's supposed to kasher, but you kasher up a Pesach kli. The same thing like said, the Shmuel of Slonim, you have, Rashi says that the Eitz Erez was the tallest one. Why? What's this when you're tall? Because sometimes in life, a person can be on the Netameh, and the tolas, the person can be so humble. You got to have that balance. The eight times, the tall tree, the tolas, the small tree, the humble tree. They have that package together. Have that balance of gavur degushin and ava. And that's what the Rebbe Amelech says. The machz the shekel. And all my nach, he says that ha'ashir lo yarbe hadal lo yamin. The ashir, when things are going well in your life, lo yarbe, don't be called ba'al gaiva. Stay with an ava. Ba'adal, when things are hard, having a bad day, a bad week, lo yamin, don't. Don't give up. Don't have yesh. Third idea from Moshe Wolfson. Sorry, from Moshe Sturmach Shlita says, what's this connection? Maramari Kadam Chavchet tells Paraduma and Karbonos have the same connection. Just like a Paraduma is atoned, so too the Tzadikim and Misa Tzadikim atones. So that it's a much deeper idea that the Karbon and the Tzadik is that, yeah, it atones, and yes, they're there, but they're there forever. The Karbon changes a person's status. The Tzadik, when a person's connected to them, it changes them. Like the Rebbe Rashab would tell us, the Rebbe Shabbat says, if you have his teachings, you have me, right? Let's give him Thomas this week. The Lava Trebbe's yard said this week. Lava Trebbe lived with his message, Shlichim throughout the entire world. Every single ounce of this earth is crawling literally with the Lubavitch Rebbe, Mamish, Shlichim of the Shlucha Shadim Kamosa Mamish. And that's Abach Vashir Zimra. Rabbi Bonim says that Kaddish Baruch loves the most, not Shira, just the songs, but Shiore, the leftovers, the remains, when it stays with us. And the Mordechai Lechovich, the fourth idea, Derech HaYisorim, Yesh Menashevi, they went Derech HaYisorim, Derech Heter, looking for Heter, they're going to captivity. I'll be strong. Like Rav Shor says, I think from the Sfas Emes, going into your house, the mezuzah on the right, patience, love, and kindness, but out of the house, it's on the left, the mezuzah, to remind you, be careful out there, there's a lot of danger, a lot of challenges out there. Finally, the final thing, Rechaim tells, we forgot who we were, but please dive into the Rabbonu Shem, that you should remember his eternal kindness for us. And that's it. Moshe says, oh, you finally get it, you finally get the Kadosh Baruch Hu is our eternal Father. There's nothing we could do to ever, ever sever that relationship. And that's in the Gemara Kiddushin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only in Yerat Hashem, Rabbi Meir says, no, v'kach, v'kach, nekarbanu. We always consider ourselves children. The Rashba says, we usually pass like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and not looking to the Mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, but here passing like Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara Rebbe says, the mitzvah of Harsan Nesh Rashba. You have to remember, you have to spread this message. And no matter what we do, no matter what a Jew does, a Jew can always return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. His love for us is eternal. The Torah should be internalized and implanted and on our hearts and on our neshamas to have that balance of gaiva and anava, to understand that kedusha and their connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just for that moment, but we're supposed to take it with us to know at the end of the day to be careful with heterim. Yes, not only the machin life, person's got to be normal, but to be careful. And they need to be strong and to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is forever.